The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat Beverly, one of my favorite players in the NBA. Great story, grinder, shit talker extraordinaire, officially an LA Laker. We've talked about that. How is it going to work? We wanted to know. How is he going to assimilate into this very dysfunctional team? We wanted to know. Well, it hasn't taken him long to start rattling some cages. Traded from Minnesota to Utah, then flipped to LA. At his press conference, a reporter asked him, or scrum, I guess, asked him, what's it going to be like to play with Bron and AD? His response, what? They're going to be playing with me. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. That's the difference. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. If you don't remember, this is the one who stood on the table like his name was Jalen Suggs after hitting a half-court shot to go to the national championship game. That was the energy that Pat Bev was bringing to the room. And I get it. The Wolves, this was a play-in game, too. This was still one more play-in game to go to get into the playoffs. Jumping on the table, screaming. Some people can't stand Pat Bev. A lot of people can't stand him. But that's because he's actually never played for a team that they root for. Pat Bev, if you are a fan of the team that he's on, you love him. He's a pest. He's a troll, a world-class troll. And over the last five seasons, here's a stat that I did not know until today. He's allowed the second lowest field goal percentage as the closest defender in the entire NBA. Minimum 2,000 shots defended. At 41.9%, only 0.6 of a percentage behind the number one. Who's the number one? Giannis. What? Maybe the most surprising stat in the entire NBA, if you haven't spent too much time evaluating Pat Bev. Maybe Pat Bev should give those stats to Russell Westbrook, because Russell Westbrook, if you remember, threw serious shade at him. And that stat right there, probably one of the least, why one of the least likely people in the league might just be the one to change the culture of the Lakers. And it started not just in that scrum, but pretty much the second he got off the train. In Pat Bev's first huge media availability session, where all the reporters come into a room, there's a desk, there's water, there's cameras, he walks into the room and says, hello, everybody. Chirp, 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 chirp. And just as a quick aside, reporters are miserable. It's probably like 8 a.m. And usually when athletes speak to you, it's just kind of like not real. They don't actually mean anything by it. They just do it. But Pat Bev, when he got crickets back, was not having any of that bullshit. No, he was not. So he said it again and said, hello, everybody. And then proceeded as he got up to the podium. This was him walking in the door. As he got to the podium, he decided to school them on the etiquette of just being a human being. Hey, when it's morning, we say good morning. When it's night, we say good night. Understand? So say hello. We're a family, right? Okay, so say hello. Holy shit. And I saw the actual footage of this. Some of the other reporters were taking the phone footage. And one of them responded, sheesh. So things are getting a little uncomfy already in day two.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But the big question is, how were Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook going to cohabitate? Because they pretty much hate each other. It dates back to 2013, if you don't remember, when Beverly crashed into Russ's knee trying to play a swiper in a late April game, and that actually ended Westbrook's season. And I took that personally, meme. Beef then ensued. Beef then got worse in 2018 in the playoffs when Russ did the whole rock the baby gesture every time that he scored on Pat Bev, and Bev then tried to take out his legs. Also, kind of whack that Russell Westbrook did the rock the baby because he did that to Dame, too, and then Dame sent his ass home. So, fine. Anyway, escalated again in November 2019 when Russ was asked about Beverly's D, his defense, not the other D, in a post-game presser and gave us this gem. Pat Beverly trick y'all, man, like he plays defense. He don't guard nobody, man. He's just running around doing nothing. And Pat Bev waited to respond until this last offseason when he finally did. Oh, boy. In the midst of Russ's famous struggles, banging shot after shot after shot after shot off the side of the backboard, Beverly tweeted, I remember when somebody said all I do is run around and trick y'all. Well, my boy is the real magician this year. Then to top it off, he tweeted, ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun. Yikes. And right before he got traded this offseason, Pat Bev went on J.J. Redick's podcast and said that Russ damaged his career. Coaching staffs, players, fans, they look at me way different now, he said. So the first question, obviously, in the presser is not, hey, Pat Bev, how much do you love L.A. now? It's really, what's up with you and Russell Westbrook now that you guys are teammates? Very diplomatic, non-Pat Bev answer. He said, well, I was asked the same question 2 or 3 years ago about someone that I always wanted to play with. Russell Westbrook was the first name, a player with that competitive spirit, that fire, that will, that dog, that nastiness, that grit to have a running mate like that. I've never had that, so I'm super excited to see where it goes. You've never had that? You play with Kawhi Leonard. You've never had that? You play with Ant Edwards. Pause, cue up, and that's a lie. And that is just a lie. Pat Bev, trying to change cultures everywhere that he goes. And in a lot of ways, Pat Beverly, you could see as like a veteran line cook brought in to change a failing restaurant filled with superstar chefs. He's not going to put up with any of their bullshit. He's going to make sure the knives are always sharp. No packets of cigarettes on the oven. He's going to bitch when their stations aren't clean. and he's damn well going to make sure that they're all there for family dinner. He said, yes, I've been watching The Bear. Back to The Bear, been watching The Bear. Tremendous series. He says this, if you can't have those tough conversations amongst each other ahead of time, you're damn sure not going to be able to have them in front of 20,000 people when the crowd is going against you. So my thing's always been camaraderie, team, team, team. And if you do that and play hard, you just let the dominoes fall wherever they fall from there. And if the Lakers can convince LeBron James and Russell Westbrook to play defense, I don't know. All I know, the Lakers aren't going to be good. We know that. But they did get way 100% more interesting.